You've tuned into His Name Ministries podcast.
Hallelujah.
It's a Friday night.
Yes, day number two.
Day number two. California prayer meeting. We have people right now. Hello, Facebook. People are watching right now, Destiny.
Yeah, and it's really exciting because by like right now, when we checked a little bit earlier, there's over 8,000 people
that watched last night.
That watched it. 8,000. Just 8,000 people kept sharing it and sharing it and rewatching it.
Over 100 shares. So if you're watching on Facebook, see that little button, share, 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 share. Yeah. Let people know. Amen.
And it's not just about people knowing of this meeting, but all of our prayers. I believe when people go back and watch this prayer meeting that they'll hook up their faith at that moment. And those prayers are still working.
Your prayers don't expire.
Yeah.
You know, you go to food, you go to a grocery store and you see food and food will expire. But guess what? Your prayers do not expire. This going across the airways right now, it will not expire.
Amen.
We're not doing this in vain. We're not just doing it just to say we're having a meeting. But we know by the power of the Holy Spirit, God's going to use all of us. He's going to pray through us, and things are going to change for the better.
Amen.
Prayer changes things. You and I doing something about what's going on with our country and us even praying for California. Us making a difference is us praying. That's the whole movement behind this. It's to get everyone to pray like never before, because Jesus is coming soon.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the enemy would like to cause havoc, cause discouragement, destruction, chaos right before Jesus comes. But guess what? He is a liar. You know, we are in this world, but we're not of this world. But guess what? We are called to do, as we are here for this short moment, this short time. We're not just to be here just to go to church meetings and fellowship with people, which that's great. That's amazing. But no, we are called to pray. And your supply in prayer is very special. No one has your supply. No one prays to God the way you pray to Him. So that's what we're doing, Destiny. Stirring people up to pray like never before, to make a stand for California and for America. One touch from God, a mighty move of God that is happening here in California. That's happened already before, but even greater, not just here in California, but all across America. That's what's going to change America. It's not just a sermon. It's not whatever. It is an awakening to God, a mighty move, a revival where people's lives will never be the same. Hallelujah. And He's going to do it. God's going to do it. But guess what? He's calling us to pray. Prayer and revival go together. Prayer precedes revival. Revival doesn't just happen. There's something that causes it to come forth. Prayer. Prayer. You and I praying for God to move in California. God, so touch California with the mighty power of the Holy Spirit. Us praying, mighty move of God. You did it in Azusa Street. You did it in Wells. You can do it today. You and I praying. You and I praying for God to raise people up. And it's not just you praying so you can be seen or God can use you, which He will, but you're just praying, God, if you want to use me, use me. If you want people to see me, that's great. But even if no one sees me, I want to pray that you will use other people, that California and America will be changed like never before by the power of God. Hallelujah. I'm hungry for that. That's what I want. I love California. And that's what we're doing. We're making a stand for California and America, people watching online, you're sharing, you are making a stand with us. We're here in California. We have our boots on the ground. We're your faith. What were you gonna say?
I was trying to come up with a word.
Okay. But we are your people here in California. Your point of contact. That's it. We are your point of contact here in California. I meet people all over. They say, "Oh, I love California." My son's away from God. He's in California. My daughter's away from God. She's in California. Guess what? We're making a stand for your sons. We're making a stand for your daughters. We're making a stand for you right now here in California. Or I've heard people say, "Oh, I was in California and I left. It's just too crazy." Hey, we're making that stand for you right now. God has called us to be here in California. If he didn't, we'd be somewhere else. But we are here for such a time as this. And it's for us to encourage you, people here online, to pray for California like never before. Pray for America like never before. And pray for our president like never before. Amen. Amen. Even if you don't like who the president of the country is, guess what? You still need to pray for your leaders. Amen. I remember one night you were asleep and I was listening to a message. This man was preaching and he was preaching about this man's a missionary in Mexico. He's sharing about all these stories of in Mexico, what happened, dangerous situations and demonic people and how the Lord used him. And I was just listening to it. And I heard this in my spirit. I heard it so loud and so clear. I heard this: "Brandon, you are a missionary to California." Right when I heard that, it was like my whole outlook of California changed. Whoa, I knew it was God. I'm a missionary to California. I think I woke you up and told you. The Lord just spoke to me and told me I'm a missionary to California. You know, that word missionary is not even in the Bible. You can't find the word missionary in the Bible. But it comes from the word from apostle. Apostle, that means you're a sent one. So that's what a missionary really is. You are a person sent to Africa. You're sent to Florida. You're sent to India. It comes from the word apostle. So the Lord was telling me, "Brandon, I have sent you to California. I have blessed you in California. Not just for you to be there and be comfortable and look at the palm trees, but for a specific purpose. God has us here in California, people watching right now in this room, people online, wherever you live, you are there for a specific purpose. You are sent to wherever you live to take your authority every day, to take your place in Christ, and pray like never before." The very next day after I heard that, you're a witness to that, to this. One of my friends who's a pastor, he called me. He said, "Brandon, I was praying for you. And I was praying in the spirit. And this is what the Lord wants me to tell you." I said, "Okay, I'm ready to hear it." He says, "This is what the Lord wants me to tell you right now. Brandon, you are a missionary to California." That's what he told me the next day. I didn't tell anyone. I just told Destiny the night before. Well, the Holy Spirit spoke to that pastor and said, "Hey, I want you to confirm it to Brandon." He wasn't just hearing stuff because he's up late. No, that was a word from God. You are a missionary, a sent one to California. Hallelujah. So that's why we're having these meetings. We're making a stand for California. People online watching, you're making a stand for California and America. Hallelujah. And tonight's a very special night. very special. I call my grandmother, Dr. Billy Brim. We're live right now on her Facebook. Hello, Facebook. So I called her today, and we start talking, and she says, Brandon, I want to pray. I feel like I need to pray. I just got off the phone with Brother Copeland. We need to pray. We need to pray for America, yes. We need to pray for California, making that stand for California, yes. But Brandon, I feel it so strong in me. We need to pray for our President Trump. Yeah. Our leader. Amen. The enemy would love to take him out. You might say, Brandon, I don't know about that. I don't really care about his policies. He's this. I have a word for you. It's very sweet. You ready? Get over it. Get over it. It ain't about you. He's who God put in charge. You're just saying that, Brandon, because you like the candidate and you voted. No. Hey, when I didn't even like who the president was, I still prayed for him. I prayed for him probably even more. But that's all right as a believer, as sons and daughters, to lift up who God has put in charge. He faces pressures we can't even imagine, criticism like never before. And we pray for our leaders. And I believe there's power in prayer. Prayer changes things. Prayer gets people that aren't not feeling so well. You start walking out and you're healed. When I'm not feeling so well every once in a while, I'll go into my room, I'll shut the door, and I have a little system. And I'll tell the devil this, you want to try to put sickness on me? You want to make me not feel good? I will make you pay. I said, I will listen to so many sermons. I'll listen to sermons all day long. I'll listen to worship music all day long, and I'll pray in the spirit all day long. And I'll take authority over you, and I'll just start telling them things. Before you know it, I'm better. I come out like a roaring lion, like, I feel good. He don't want that. He doesn't want you. He wants you to go, oh, I feel so bad. Oh, take care of me. Give me some hot tea. Forget that. No, he wants you to, oh, I baby. No, none of that. The devil's a liar. So I call my grandmother, and I'm going to call her right now. And I'm going to give her 15 minutes to speak. And if she goes longer, I'm going to hang up. I'm just teasing. I'm teasing. No, I love my grandmother. And I recognize she's a prophet, end time preacher and speaker. And so I want to hear what she has to say. But I know she's in a mood right now where it's very serious. And I got the phone real quick. She said, Brandon, I want to pray. So we're going to call her right now. And we're going to hear what she has to say. So if you're watching on Facebook, let people know. Share it. I believe it's going to be a word in season, a word from God. That's my grandmother's mission. The Lord spoke to her and said this, as a nation raises up an air force, I'm going to use you to raise up a prayer force. She even said, I'm not the best prayer. I know everyone. But they all looked to her, and she would have these meetings and bring these prayers together, and things would happen. And now she has a prayer force. She has a big following. All the WWPs, prayer force. So let people know. We're going to call her right now. And we're going to pray. So drink all the water you can right now. Hallelujah. So just close your eyes. If you're at home watching, hotel room, wherever you are, just close your eyes. Lord, I thank you for your presence. I thank you, Lord, for your anointing. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, for your favor. Fresh fire that we will pray like never before. Hallelujah. Someone right now, you're listening. You're listening to me in a hotel room. You're sitting there with your headphones on. the power of the Holy Spirit touching you right now. Every bit of pain, every bit of sorrow, gone in Jesus' mighty name. Receive it. You'll never be the same. And let us know if that's you. Believe that's a word from the Lord. So, Lord, I thank you, Father God, as we talk to my grandmother, Dr. Billy Brim, how you spoke to her. I'm using you to raise up a prayer force. We say yes, Lord. We say we are that prayer force. We say we're checking in. What's the order, sir? And we do that, Lord, right now. In the name of Jesus. We take authority over any darkness, any hindering spirits, anything across the airways, anything affecting people. We come against it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. See if she picks up.
Shalom.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me fine?
Yep, hear you great.
Okay. Brandon, Destiny, Rick Raina family. Yes. I know it was the Lord that had this all scheduled and set up tonight because we need to have a corporate prayer meeting. Amen. And you already have everything set. So we need to get right into it. Of course, this is a prayer call for California. And I am very involved in this. I've been for many years, since back in the 70s. The Lord led us there to have a prayer meeting as close to Azusa Street as we could get. And that's the time when we brought out all those old-time season prayers. Had a prayer meeting that, oh, I've hardly been in anything like it since. And the Lord said, the fires are going to fall first where they fell last. So we're going to be doing about that. We're going to be praying about that. But tonight, there's like an emergency. And you're all set up to handle that emergency. And we're going to handle it in the spirit with corporate prayer. Corporate prayer. Now, I'm going to read you from the Bible. We'll start out with the Bible. Acts chapter 7. And this is an example of the great power of corporate prayer. Brother Kenneth E. Hagin said, there are things you can get in corporate prayer that you cannot get any other way. So all of you folks that are on the line, are you going to be doing some work in a minute? You're going to be praying. You're going to do the work with God of praying. Now, here's a time in the Bible. I just happen to have the English Standard lying here. I'm reading through that Bible right now. And so Acts chapter 12, about that time, Herod the king laid violent hands on some who belonged to the church. He killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also. You know, I'm having trouble with the music. If you could just not play the music right now,
okay,
it would help me hear better. I'm not hearing very well. That's better. That's better.
Okay.
So Herod the king killed James, the brother of John. That was not God's will that early on in the church age, James be killed, because Peter, James, and John were the three that Jesus gave special attention to, and he gave special teaching to. He would take them inside when he was praying for something. So Herod killed James, and when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter also, but it was the Passover week. So he said, well, we're going to put Peter in jail because they don't like us to do this on the Passover. And after that, we're going to bring him out and to the people, you know, to kill him. But here's verse 5, Acts chapter 12, 5. So Peter was kept in prison, but earnest prayer for him was made to God by the church. King James said, continual prayer was made for him by the church to God. So when Herod was about to bring him out on that very night, verse 6, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains and sentries before the door were guarding the prison. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood next to him, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly." And the chains fell off his hands, and the angel said to him, "Dress yourself, put on your sandals." He did so. He said, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." And he went out and followed him. Now, Peter thought he was seeing a vision. He did not know it was real. But when they had passed the first and second guard and they came out, the iron gate leading to the city opened of its own accord. And they went out and went along the street. And immediately the angel left him. And Peter realized that an angel was rescuing him. So in verse 12, when he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John Mark, where many were gathered together and were praying. It was not God's will that James be killed. It's not God's will that Peter be killed. But there's one factor that's different that kept Peter alive. The church was praying earnestly. This is one example of corporate prayer in the New Testament. Now, that's what we're going to do tonight. And we're going to make corporate prayer. We've had some emergencies arise. I think most of you know that the president, we were told, and his wife, excuse me, checked positive for COVID, and that he has been taken to Walter Reed Hospital. I got some phone calls today, rapid fire, of some other leaders, government and church, that have had the same thing. So here's what we do about that. Again, we go by the scriptures. 1 Timothy 2:1, I shall read it before we do it. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Now, here's how you pray for all men. You pray for all men by praying for their leaders, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So right now, wherever you are, center yourself upon the Father. And we're going up as a man. Me here from my prayer chair near Branson, Missouri. You there in California. And I know people are joining us from lots of places. But together, we're going up to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Father. Oh, Father, we just worship you and praise you. We give you glory and adoration. There is none like you, no, not one. And, oh, Father, how we just thank you for the privilege of prayer. You have said that we can have fellowship as partners and partakers with you in your business upon the earth. We know that prayer is doing business with God. And tonight we're going to do business, first of all, Father, the way the Bible order you told us. First of all, those who are in authority. Holy One, our dear president and his wife, and other key members of government. Key members. Oh, la maritito. We lift them up to you. We lift them to you. We lift for healing President Donald John Trump. We lift for healing. Oh, la marata, the others surrounding him in close counsel, Lord. Oh, la barati, frota caladino. Oh, even some, Lord, that have to do, key people who would have to do with the hearing for us to have a judge, Amy Coney Barrett. Oh, Father, we lift up these people. Some of their names I know, Lord. You know the names I know without our saying them. Ishalamara makalakorambi yadakovrande mishatolo doble kalakara nikalakangle dubra istiantora. Istiantora. Especially those today, Lord, that ihilemakara, without my saying so right here on this call, those that I received a phone calls about. You know their names, you know their positions. And Father, we lift up leaders in the church, the body of Christ. I don't know, but some I do know. And I'm thinking of them. And you know our thoughts, Lord, our down sittings, our uprisings. You know our thoughts. You know the names. And there are others, Lord. We're coming to you particularly for those that we are told have been tested positive and some having been hospitalized. Some with very mild cases can carry quite well, carry all the duties because of you, Lord, because of you. And some with more threatening, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. 2,000 years ago, Yeshua HaMashiach got the healings. And it is written in Psalm 91, no plague, no plague, no plague. Kifrada kombre kalakaha labra. Ishandolo coprete, Cafranicola beige dodombre, Istiantora tatacatancia. And Father, O dearest Lord and Savior, you have said in your word that they which have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness should reign in life through one Jesus Christ. And so we're going to do it now. We're going to take our authority, Lord, because we know this didn't come from you. It came from Satan down through his human channels. And so we're going to come against those channels. And we're going to come against the demons behind them. We're going to do it with the authority of the believer, and we have a good rasta the makaya nikala branded ishuta na balabore makala. See us, Lord. You see us. You see us. Ivratoshanda, we are in agreement. We are in agreement. We are in agreement. We are in agreement. Hakalinonya nivrato na boche. And Father, you said that we are your remembrancers. And so we are your remembrancers with the word of God that you said. And so we're bringing your very word before you. And we know that we are going to have Easter Makara success. Now, Father, we're going to that marvelous book of Ephesians. And we're going to go now to the sixth chapter, Easter de Bacobra, because we're going to put on our armor. We are putting it on right now because we're going to come out, Lord. We're going to come out against those principalities and powers, rule and authority, demons, prince of the power of the air, on down to the lowest level devil. And so here we are. We're donning, putting on from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. We hereby put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles, the strategies of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. That's why we're taking on the whole armor of God. And we are able to withstand in the evil day, and having overcome all, we stand. We stand having our loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness, faith, and love, as Thessalonians says. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, we are taking the shield of faith, wherewith we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We take upon us the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we are praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And we are watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for the saints we've mentioned tonight, the president, all the government folk, the church folk, all the people. We're watching over them. And now we go to that marvelous, marvelous scripture, Holy Father, and we want to thank you one more time. We want to thank you one more time what is revealed to us in the book of Colossians, where you have said we are to give thanks in verse 12, chapter 1, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet, qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. We want to thank you and praise you one more time that we have been delivered out of the dominion of darkness, out of the control of darkness. Darkness and the kingdom of darkness has nothing to do with us now. Hallelujah. And so here we come, obeying what you said in Romans 5. In Romans 5, 17, you said, they which have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one Jesus Christ. So here we come to reign. We're coming to reign right now. R-E-I-G-N. Rule. Reign. Have dominion. You made man to have dominion. Yes. It is your will that we have dominion. You have restored that dominion to us through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And now, with which we overcome all the power of the devil. Now, we're praying that prayer in Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 1. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, verse 17. Everybody pray it aloud. Say it together, no matter what translation you have.
Amen.
God can sort it out. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling, and what the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power to usward who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Anointed One, when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the ecclesia, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And we have you quickened, who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, verse 4 of chapter 2. But God, who is rich in mercy, you who are rich in mercy, and for your great love, for which you loved us, even when we were dead in sins, you quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved. You raised us up together, and you made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. And now we, Lord, we're seated up there with you. Down here on earth, we've got our earth suits, our badge of authority. I'm sitting here in my prayer chair. They're there in the church in California. Others have come in. I know Brandon's mother's a great prayer, and his sister, and they're out in the country here over in Arkansas. Oh, Father, but we're here. We're here at your right hand. We're here in Jesus. We're here in him. We're at your right hand. And he's here in us. He's here in us, in our seats where we're seated. Oh, God. And you, when you quickened the head, you quickened us. When you raised the head, you raised us. When you seated the head, you seated us in him. And now we are far above all principality power. Every name that is named. COVID-19 is a name. It is a name. Oh, and the name of Jesus. The name above every name, Yahushua. Oh, la maratishko donje. And so as one man, the body of Christ, we do hereby say to you, kingdom of darkness. We say to you, adversary of God, an adversary of man, you get your hands off President Donald John Trump right now.
Right now.
You get your hands off our First Lady right now. You get your hands off those in that government. I'm thinking of some names right now. Stando, get your hands off of them. They are released, hereby released from that evil Ishondalamakaya that came through you. You're under our feet. You know you have to obey us. It is written. It is written. It is written. It is written. It is written.
Yes, Lord.
We reign over you. We resist you, and you have to flee. And we come out as the body of Christ. Working together as the body of Christ against you. Cease and desist in your maneuvers.
Hallelujah.
Cease and desist in your maneuvers to keep us one judge short.
Yes.
All those that have to do. We do say, hereby speak and say, the blood of Jesus covers them. The blood of Jesus covers them. Those that have to do with a Senate hearing. The blood of Jesus covers them. We kalamata. Put your hands toward Washington, D.C. in that direction, wherever you are. In the name above every name, we come out against you, evil spirits. Over our capital, in the name of Jesus, we come. Ha, 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 ha. Here I am in Missouri. Some are in Oklahoma. Some are in California. Some are in other places. But our words and the power of God comes from all these places. But better than that, and you know it, better than that, we're coming at you from the right hand of the Father. Cease and desist right now. Cease and desist right now.
Cease and desist.
Asta de Makora. And now, Easto de Mohandele Michele Bada. Let's all pray in the Holy Ghost. Let's all pray in the Spirit, watching over, watching over, watching over. Kahala maradish konde, ilivratora makala kaladino na nombre. Vristiano, vristiano, vristiano. Pelivrato, pelivrato, pelivrato na compre. Ilivrabara condora makala kara makala kada. Tandolo go brete di gada braba pacha. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God, for no man understands him. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. Kefrado kohoraka, estidi andoro bakala kaladino, keri kala bratishko tombre kala kala divro brakatashko donje di gotovre. Istidi makara kala gombre, heri kala danya ne kobre kene kandala kobre tete. Yes, terrible cobra. Oh, fratakala. Mistalamora. Kifrandola bala makara makara dino na nombre kara kara bala bashola bala bala moje ne nege. Oh, halamara mahale maratora makara kada daniele kara moje ne maratoshke ne vrata ba kompralti ne gotovre. And Heavenly Father, this is that week of the Feast of Tabernacles that will one day be fulfilled when Jesus sets up his earthly kingdom. And tonight, the nation of Israel has been badly affected by the COVID shutdown. That's Satan himself. And in the name above every name, so we come out against you, Satan, for your attack. In Jesus' name, back off from those peoples. Father, we lift them up. We lift them up to a good economy. We lift up the United States to a good economy. We lift up Israel to tourism, the drivers, the guides, the peoples, Lord, the peoples. Ifrondolo mokondo have ways to feed their families. O pratica la danya ne cobra cala tantan. O stiande di calabrata catata. You don't have to be a prophet to know that these are the last days. Anyone with any biblical sense at all knows that the signs are all around. I know some signs that you probably don't know, but there's signs and wonders taking place. And so, hallelujah, I know prophecies about California, and I'll tell some of those when I come there. I'm going to come. Brandon Destiny will be having this prayer meeting, and we're going to work it out when I can get out there because of our call to that place. I know God has plans for California. And like Brandon said last night, Sister Jeannie Wilkerson, the Lord showed her that every state of the union, there's going to be a vote in the states of the union, and they're going to vote state by state, whether they're in the camp of the Lord or not. And he always started with something in the natural. He started with the 8 states that begin with M. She didn't know 8 states began with M. And he went through those states. Then the 3 states that begin with O. And he always started with something in the natural. He said it's no accident that California starts with a hard C sound, for it's the cult capital of the nation. But he said California is going to vote in the camp of God. Hallelujah. And so California's going to know an outpouring. Bless the Lord. Lord, we trust you for it. We trust you for it right now. We trust you for it today. Isalamakara, we call the fires of the natural to quell. In the name. You know, another thing that the Lord told Sister Wilkerson, she was a prophetess that Brother Hagin looked to more than any other prophet that I know of. He called upon her to prophesy to him. And she said that there's going to be fires in the last days that really men are going to start them. But they're really, they're fires from the pits of hell. And so here we are. All the players of Ezekiel 38 and 39 are lined up. Jesus is coming. But before that, we've got to have a great outpouring. And California has to know it. And so we'll come out there and help. And you know, I feel we need to have another corporate prayer meeting at 3:00 on Sunday. And if anybody is interested, you can go online and get our numbers. Look for the numbers of the 8 a.m. Wednesday prayer call for Israel. We're going to use those same numbers on 3:00 Central Time this next coming Sunday. And we're going to have another prayer meeting. The church prayed continually and they prayed earnestly. And that's what we're doing. And I know that tonight much was done. Much was done.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Because, amen. And God had you already set up for this prayer meeting. That just shows you the hand of God, the hand of the Holy Ghost. So I'll turn it back over to you, Brandon.
Amen. Amen. That was so good. And just like what the Lord spoke to you, you know, how nations rise up, have air forces. He's causing you to have a prayer force. And it was when you were speaking and sharing, it was like hearing from I sensed, and I'm not just saying this because I'm your grandson, but it was like I was hearing from a general. You're giving the orders to the troops. Amen. We say we're here to serve. We're here to pray. And that's what we did. People online. You know, last night, Mimi, there was 8,000 people that watched.
Whoa.
We shared it on your Facebook. That's why. Yes, we can hear you.
That's amazing. Bless the Lord. Powerful, powerful. God raised it up. God raised it up. God's hand is on it.
Hallelujah.
God used us tonight. The prayer force moved tonight.
We moved. Things are happening. Things are done. I believe it was such a trick of the enemy. You know, we do the Wednesday prayers at Prayer Mountain at 12 o'clock noon Central Standard Time. They've been doing this for over 10 years. But I truly believe, you know, Destiny and I, you know us, we felt led to take this step, have this prayer meeting, and I think it's such a trick of the enemy to attack our president. But guess what? We're having a prayer meeting for him right now. And the timing of that, it couldn't get even more strategic than this right now. People online watching, other countries, other states, lifting up and praying to God. Just like what you said, that we were fulfilling what the Bible said. It's this, earnest prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you still there? Are you there?
Oh, me? Yes.
Amen. Yes. Okay. Well, we thank you, Mimi. We love you, and we thank God for you.
Well, I thank God for you. I thank God this meeting was set up. God is a wonderful, wonderful director of the church, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Head of the church, and he had this meeting set up. Just praise God for it.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to see it. We're going to see it.
We're going to see it. We're
going to see the results of our prayers tonight. We're going to see them quickly.
Hallelujah. We're going to see it. Mimi, I felt led of the Lord. Tell real quick of that story when you had that. I'm going to tell them just real quick. So my grandmother felt led of the Lord to come out to Los Angeles, rent a room at the LA Convention Center. She's from Oklahoma. To rent a room at the LA Convention Center costs big money. Mucho dinero. But she knew it was God. She made that step. The Lord told her to bring prayers, to gather these prayers. These people that maybe you might not see them on TV, but they are important to God. One of them was John G. Lake's daughter. Powerful people of prayer. And she had them all come to the LA Convention Center. And they had this big room, and they didn't know how the people were going to come, who's going to hear about it. But the Lord led a little flyer go across Brother Kenneth Copeland's desk, and it was advertising my grandmother's prayer meeting. And the Lord said, I want you to advertise her prayer meeting tonight at the service. Guess what? He goes to the church service, he goes to advertise, and he doesn't have that piece of paper with him. The Lord said, go back to the hotel and get that piece of paper. Wasn't it neon pink, the piece of paper? Mimi?
What? Yes, it was 11 and a half by 13, mimeographed. And he was having his meeting at the Los Angeles Convention Center. He sent someone after it. He advertised it. There may be some people that would call in and let you know, Brandon, some of those pastors were in that meeting in California. It was the most, I'd say, one of the most powerful meetings I was ever in my life. We have videos of it, if somebody would like to, you know, to get it from us. It's marvelous to hear Sister Rachel Tiefenthaler, Brother Philip Halverson, John G. Lake's daughter and son-in-law. And they came out, these old-time prayer warriors. Oh, my Jesus, it was so wonderful. The fire was seen on the building. The fire department saw the fire on the building.
The fire
Other
department
amazing,
came.
Amazing, supernatural things happened. And that's the time. I'll tell the whole story when I come out there. And that's the time when he said, the fires are going to fall first where they fell last. So those places that at Azusa Street time and other places, there are more. They're going to see it. The glory, the fires are the glory of God, the spiritual fires. And we're already seeing them. Praise God. I spent some time on the phone today with Brother Kenneth Copeland. And we talked about how we saw that glory was coming. And he's talked about the things, and we both talked about the things which we see now. And it's time. It's time, folks. So I don't know where we'll have the meeting when I come out there, but hope some of you can come. We'll let it be known. And
yes.
Oh, my Jesus, we just praise you. We just praise you for the privilege of prayer.
Hallelujah.
And your name, your wonderful name, His Name Ministries.
Yes.
You know, Brandon, I know you spent a year meditating on that name before you went out in it.
Yeah.
So you and Destiny, praise God. It is your destiny to be together.
Amen.
And to be serving Him there. My love to all of you who helped Brandon do this tonight. I know how efficient the Reyna family is in these things. And they're gifted, and it helped you tonight. It helped God tonight. It helped our president tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We love you, Mimi. We're excited. We're excited for you to be here. And it will be it's just like what the word of the Lord said, where the fires fell last, they're going to fall first, and things are happening. We thank God for you.
Where they fell first, they're going to fall again.
Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We love you.
Love you too. Okay. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Amen. Do you receive that?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Funny story. Growing up, my house around my grandmother, if I didn't say the proper English word or if I said something, she would always correct me in front of people. It was so embarrassing. Just like that. She'd say, no, you don't. You didn't say that right. You got to say it like this. I said, okay. Amen. God's so good. Just raise our hands. Lord, we thank you, Father, for prayer. People watching online, never the same. Never the same. Just right now, yield yourself to Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. He prays through you. And just like in John chapter 14, Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you as an orphan. Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. So right now, just pray in your heavenly language. Just pray just between you and the Lord right now. We thank you, Lord. Zotoro basata. Never the same. Tonight is a landmark in your life. Tonight is a moment of destiny in your life. Just yield yourself right now to whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do through you. Zotoro masante. Hallelujah. He's so good. He's so faithful. He's a faithful God. He's your God.
Poor God, He is so good. For God, He is so good. He's so good to me.
Just worship Him right now. You and the Lord, just raise your hands. So good.
So
think Paul and Silas were singing when they're in that cell? It says they prayed and sang praises unto God. They didn't feel like praising God. They were beaten. They were humiliated. Clothes ripped off from them, but they prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. I'm so convinced the most powerful message those prisoners have ever heard was when they saw those two preachers singing. They're saying, whoa, those guys are not faking it. They were beaten. They were humiliated, and they didn't do nothing just because they were preaching the gospel. And yet when they're beaten, and they were in the supermax of prisons, and they're watching them. What are these church boys going to do? What are these men of God going to do? And what do? They prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Whoa. What do you think they were singing? I'm convinced they were singing about the goodness of God. A lot of Christian music today, you won't even want to sing it. If you listen to the words, they weren't singing, oh God, you put me through hard times and I'm just going to learn to rest in these hard times. And no, they were singing about the goodness of God and the miracle working power of God. Hallelujah. Prayed and worshiped God. Hallelujah. Things that then in the natural, an earthquake happened. We know what happened. But in the spirit realm, as we pray, we just got done praying, as we worship God, things in the spirit realm that may have been holding us back, things that we've been carrying that are not of God, pain in your body that you've been just having to deal with that's not of God, when you worship, those things have to go. Broken off of you. Broken off of you. Hallelujah. We're not led by what we see or what we hear, but we are led by what we believe. I believe things are happening right now. Online, things are happening right now. Brandon, I don't see it. You don't go by what you see. You don't go by what you hear. The anointing of God, the power of God is destroying and breaking and shattering things on you that you're not supposed to carry right now. Debts are being eliminated. Hallelujah. I was led this afternoon. I was praying and the Lord put on my heart Elijah. And I was thinking about Elijah. So what did I do? I got my Bible out and I started reading about Elijah. He was a man. He was a man of God. And, you know, it talks in the scripture not to envy. We know it's not good to envy, but I think there's a good thing about a holy envy. When you envy someone that knows God in such a way where you go, I want that. I want to be used like that. I want to know God like how he knows God. I want to know God like the way Brother Copeland knows God. I want that. Holy envy. I've been around people, have dinner with them, and I go, whoa, I want to be like that guy. My goodness, it's real. That's what changed my life. It wasn't just messages. It was me helping these men of God, taking them out to Mexican restaurants, sitting with them for 2 hours, picking them up at the airport. It was them talking to me, and I would say, this guy ain't no joke. Whoa. Feel like when I'm talking to him, it's like electricity, the wisdom he has, the love that he has. He's not a different guy off the pulpit. He's real. That's what changed my life. So I felt led. I was reading about Elijah. How he had that word of the Lord. He said, there'll be no rain, there'll be no dew at my word. And guess what happened? He had such a relationship and a fellowship with the Lord. Even when the big battle, the showdown, and all the evil Babylonian, all the evil people were doing their chants, and And he goes, I'll show you who the real God is. And I'm going to show you a God who answers by fire. A big showdown. There's a lot of ministers today. They wouldn't want a showdown. They wouldn't want to have an encounter with someone that was possessed. They would freak out. But he welcomed it. He said, come on, you do what you want to do. You pray to your God, and I'll pray to my God. He had such a trust. So we know the story. They start doing their chants. They start acting crazy. They start cutting themselves. He goes, hey, Elijah's messing around with them. He says, why don't you pray a little louder? Maybe your God can't hear you. Maybe their God had a hearing problem. And he says, are you done yet? So what does he do? He takes it, he soaks it with water. He prays, and the fire from heaven touched that place. Fire of God. That's what's going to change America and California. The fire of God. So then I was reading about him and how he prayed, and he said, he told the King Ahab, there's going to be rain. The rain's coming. And what does Elijah do? He goes back. That's a pretty bold statement. But he was such communion with God. He said, the rain's coming. So what does he do? He goes back to his place and says he gets on the ground and he prays. He actually told King Ahab, there's a rainstorm that's coming. That's what he says in the King James. A rainstorm's going to come. He walks off and he gets on the ground. He starts praying unto God. Lord, send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. I can't do it myself, but God, you can. And I know I heard from you and I spoke as your son. Send the rain. Send the rain. He had the person go check. He had the person go check. Hey, no rain. Okay, God, send the rain. Send the rain. He didn't get discouraged. He wasn't led by what he saw. If he was led by what he saw or what he would hear, it was very discouraging. You and I, we're not called to be led by what we see or hear. Send the rain, God, send the rain. Hey, go check the rain. Go check to see if there's rain. He walked out there. It looked like Palm Springs. Come on, nothing. No cloud, hot. What did he do? He wasn't led by what he saw. God, send the rain. I told King Ahab there's a rainstorm coming. Send the rain. The seventh time. Go. What if Elijah was led by what he saw when he was praying or what he heard? Go check. He goes and checks. He's probably thinking, oh, come on, this seventh time, I'm already getting tired. It's hot. He sees a cloud the size of a man's fist. So Elijah tells him, go and hurry, because if you don't leave now, the rain will stop you. That's when Elijah starts running, outruns the horse. Come on. Power of God was on him. Holy envy. I want to run as fast as a horse. Amen. If you see me on the highway running faster than cars, why not? Holy envy. But Elijah was not led by what he saw or what he heard. He was led by what God told him to do. And guess what? Seven times he was just praying. Go check the rain. No rain. Master, you said there's a rainstorm coming. Yeah, be quiet. I know. Lord, send the rain. And it broke. Things tonight were broken. President Trump's health, a big turnaround. He's laying there in that bed. Supernatural strength flooding his body. Alertness. Whoa. What is it? Prayers. You and I can't get there naturally. They throw me up against the wall, handcuffs. But our prayers, they can't stop our prayers. Online, they can't stop our prayers. And our prayers, just like a nation has an air force, we were that prayer force. Secret mission, top level assignment. Our prayers got through. Hallelujah, let it rain. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord is doing. Our prayers are that rain, and there is a move of God like never before. Just like what Brother William Seymour preached. He prophesied, 100 years from now, there's going to be a great, great move of God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for that move of God here in California. Rain, 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 rain down. Rain down like never before. People listening online, rain, rain, rain. in Jesus' name. Just sing that out. Let it rain, let it rain. Hallelujah.
Let it rain. And open the floodgates of heaven. And let it rain. And let it rain. And open the floodgates of heaven. And let it rain.
Hallelujah. Right now, whatever you believe in God for, the healers in the house right now, don't let this moment pass you by. Online, don't let this moment pass you by. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. So called Amanda Shoto. Praise you, Lord. So good. Hallelujah. You think you've seen God do some good things in your life? Here's the word of the Lord. You haven't seen nothing yet.
Yes.
Your past is not your greatest. Your future is so much greater. Hallelujah. He's so good. Lord, we worship you.
For your mercy never fails me, and all my days I've been held in your hand. The moment that I wake up until I lay my head, and I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, and I will sing of the goodness. Darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my the goodness of God. Oh, for your goodness, it's running out. It's running after me. For your goodness, it's running out. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender. Your goodness, it's running after, it's running after me. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, and I will sing of the goodness of. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, it's amazing. When they were singing, I just was reminded of people that I've talked to, great men of God, who God views mightily in revivals and healing crusades. And they would tell me, they would say, Brandon, the miracles really didn't start happening till after midnight. I don't know why. I took till midnight, but at midnight, things started popping off. Hallelujah. As they worship the Lord. So we're going to be here till midnight. I'm joking. No, I'm teasing. Something about it, when you get your eyes off whatever and you put your eyes on Him. You put your eyes on Him who's faithful and Him who is worthy of it all. There's a lot of times situations that I don't understand or what I'm in or I don't know what to do, but I know the Lord knows what to do. And I'll put my headphones on and I'll worship the Lord. I'll go back and listen to old prayer services, people praying and playing the keys, playing the sax, and I just worship. I get my worship on, and I worship the Lord, and that peace comes, that anointing comes, and I realize what I might be facing or going through is nothing. The enemy is led by what he sees. He tries to put things in your life to get you discouraged. He tries to make you look at not just today, but a week from now. What are you going to do? What are you going to do when this comes? And it says in the Bible, don't think about tomorrow. Today is the day. But the enemy always wants to look at the, make you look at the future. What are you going to do here? What are you going to do there? Ask me how I know. There is times Destiny and I in Hollywood, we were believing God for our rent. And the enemy was saying, what are you going to do next month when it's due? And I would say, devil, you're a liar. But I didn't sit there and entertain it. I didn't sit there and start chewing my nails. I don't know. What could I do? No, God sent me here. God has me here, and He has it all under control. And I go in my little room there, tell Destiny, don't bother me. And I put my headphones on. I worship the Lord. That peace, that anointing, because He's so worthy of it all. He is the God of the individual, not just your parents' God, your grandparents' God, or people of old. He is your God. He knows exactly everything you need. He knows exactly everything you're believing God for. He knows exactly what you need next week. And he just requires of us to put our faith in Him and trust Him no matter what. We trust in the Lord with all of our heart, and we lean not on our own understanding. We trust Him. That's what faith is. Trust. We trust Him. He's faithful. Hallelujah. So let's sing another song. Worship the Lord. You want to sing Worthy of It All? Hallelujah. Just between you and the Lord right now. We're almost done. Just worship the Lord. He's worthy of it all. He's worthy of your prayer, of your praise right now. Hallelujah.
And all our saints and angels.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I felt led of the Spirit. Our brother's going to play that again one more time. But if you need a breakthrough, you feel like you're just in a place and you just need something to change. I felt led of the Lord as I was standing there. I want you to come to the front. People here, whatever you need, I'm not even going to pray for you. But when he plays, something's going to happen. Something's going to break. Something's going to shift. As you come to the front, as my brother plays, if you're watching online as he plays, whatever it is, you stand up, receive it in Jesus' name. I don't want you to hesitate. If that's anyone here, whatever you need, you just need maybe direction, you need clarity, you need peace, maybe the whole fear of everything, whatever it is, maybe condemnation. He's worthy of it all. You put your eyes on the Lord. You press in these moments. It's between you and the Lord. You and the Lord. Hallelujah. So our brother's going to play. Whatever you need, miracle in your body, peace, just receive it in Jesus' name. Financial breakthrough, receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Press and touch your people like never before. Freedom like never before. Peace like never before. Financial breakthrough like never before. For such a time as this. We are your prayer force. Raising us up. Raising up the prayers. Raising the voice of the prayers. People that have been shy. You felt that calling to pray and to be used. Boldness and courage like never before. Things with your future, I don't know what to do. Perfect peace as your mind is stayed on Him. Here's the word of the Lord. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So we can boldly say, if God be for us, who can be against us? We thank you, Lord, for that. More, more, more. Sweet Holy Spirit. More, more, more. Hallelujah. We sing hallelujah to you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, for our president, President Trump, the power of the Holy Spirit touching him right now. I thank you for a major testimony that he will know you, God, like never before in Jesus' name. We bind and take authority over evil, every evil spirit, every bit of spirit of death, spirit of discouragement, every lying spirit. We come against you. You cannot touch our president, Donald Trump, in Jesus' name. And we surround him with faith and love. And in Psalms 91, we send you forth angels to surround him, to keep him, lest he dashes his foot against a stone. And I pray that over you. Angels surround you. Take charge everywhere you go. Hallelujah. More, more, more. We trust you tonight. And we love you, Holy Spirit. We love you, Jesus. This time that we're in the midst of pandemic, it's an opportunity to trust God like never before. It's an opportunity. Hallelujah. To trust him like never before. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Major, there's a mega prayer warrior right there. Do I know her? No. She's a prayer warrior. Hallelujah. Just say out loud real quick. Lord, I trust you.
Lord, I trust you.
Lord, I love you. Lord, I give you my life.
Lord, I give you my life.
Do what you want to do with
do
it.
What you want to do.
Use me for your glory.
Use me for your glory.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. Did you enjoy tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight I want to give an opportunity to sow and to give into what the Lord has called Destiny and I to do. And it's a step of faith, but we know it's God. And what is sowing and giving? When you give and sow, it's you trusting God. It's you saying, you know what? I'm trusting you with this. And you're not sowing into us or our work. It's going unto the Lord. Every time Destiny and I give, we hear people talk about giving and even their projects they're believing God for. They'll show the screen and all that. I'll look at that. It might be a building or whatever. And Destiny will go, you want to sow into that? I go, yeah, let's do it. I'm not just sowing into that building. Are you kidding? I always say this, Lord, her and I repeat this. I go, I'm sowing this unto you. I'm sowing this unto you. And God takes notice of it. Offerings are a very, very big deal to the Lord. It's not something to rush through. It's very serious. It's an opportunity. Paul called it an opportunity for you. For what? For you to raise your finances up. To you to be blessed. There's no pressure to give. No, it's an opportunity to give. If anyone tries to pressure you, that's not of God. For God loves a cheerful giver. But Cornelius, in the book of Acts, no one knew what he was doing, but it says this. He prayed unto God all the time, and he gave offerings all the time. All the time, that's what he did. He's not putting it on Facebook or Instagram saying, hey. Or he's not filling up an offering envelope and making sure everyone behind them can see how much they gave. Hey, look, I gave 200. Come on. No. He's doing it unto God. He prayed a lot to the Lord, and he gave much offering. And guess what happens? An angel shows up and says, hey, guess what? Your prayers have gone up to the Lord, and your offering has gone up to God. And it has come up to him as a sweet memorial. But that always got my attention, how his giving got the attention of God. And I always pray that my giving will get God's attention. God knows exactly how much you have. Even you take that big step or whatever it is, and it gets God's attention. It's a very holy thing. Hallelujah. I'm glad God didn't think cheap, but he sent his son for us. Amen. most precious offering in the world. We're his sons and his daughters. We model what our Father has done. We serve El Shaddai, not El Cheapo. And we're givers. We're not takers. I always want to be a giver. I want to always want to do more than I did last year, whatever it is. We're blessed to be a blessing. So you're sowing into that online. You can write. We have our P.O. box. You can text to give. You can go on our website and give. There's multiple ways if you want to be a part of this. We're doing this twice a month. I have people coming next month from the East Coast. They're excited about it. Pastors are excited about it coming. My grandmother's going to come. And I know it's not about us, a man's work, but I know God's so involved in this. And I know the Lord showed me, Brandon, it's not just for you to do this, but people are going to come. They're going to be sent forth from this prayer meeting, never the same. People in the industry of acting, their career is going to launch off like never before. As we're all here praying together, things are happening. It's going to be like fireworks. Boom! Because guess what? Jesus is coming soon. There's not much time left. Hallelujah. We're not going to just be here twiddling our thumbs, scared. No, we have some things to do. There are no favorites. It's not just about a guy at the microphone. He's called all of us. All of us to rise up and to do what he's called us to do. I don't feel like no one sees me, appreciates me. Hey, Cornelius, he was by himself all the time, worshiping God, praying to God, and sowing, and it got God's attention. God takes notice. You don't have to put it on Facebook or Instagram. God takes notice. Your reward is not with man, but with God. If anyone here tonight wants to give by way of cash, check, whatever it is, we have envelopes. You can raise your hand and Christian will give you one. Amen. Hallelujah. And I pray God bless you abundantly. Online, as you sow, you're not sowing just into this, you're sowing into God. And God to bless you abundantly for what God is doing here twice a month. I know it's not ordinary, but it's extraordinary. Much things got done tonight. I sense that. I know we went a little later tonight, but I know much things got done by the Spirit. Hallelujah. So online, you want to be a part, you can give multiple ways. Online, you can sow our P.O. box, you can mail, text to give. And I pray God bless you abundantly. Hallelujah. Money that needs to go in your hands, that's been held up, I call that money loosed in Jesus' name. Our next meeting is November 19th and 20th, Thursday and Friday. And I would encourage you to watch online, let people know. People, if you're around this area, Chino, California, or LA, you're more than welcome to come. Bring people. Because your supply in the Spirit is so precious and so vital. I'm going to pray. Once I'm done praying, you can give your offering into the basket there. Christian has a basket that will be up here in the front. Hallelujah. Are you going to walk around, Chris, or should we? Okay, Chris is going to walk around. Amen. God is so good. My sister-in-law. Amen. Hallelujah. Church is fun, right? Prayer is fun. The religious trying to make it boring. No, it's a fun thing. You can laugh in church. You can have joy, can talk. Remember when I was a kid, if I moved, they would pinch me. Ugh. You can move, you can Preston's playing a game on his phone right now. That's okay. We'll just tease him. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I thank you for the people here, the people watching. They don't sow into us, they sow into you. I call forth a mega harvest. That tonight, Lord, you're taking notice. It's a sweet memorial up to you. They're giving, and I call all their needs met. Overflow of finances. You anoint their head with oil. Their cup runneth over. In Jesus' name, days of struggle, days of toil, forever gone. From this moment on, in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at hisnameministries.com or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.